You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a very, very busy hour, a lot to get to. Of course, President Obama spoke earlier today, as well as Vice President Joe Biden, on what they plan to do with gun violence and gun control. So we will quickly review what they're going to do and where that's going. We also got breaking news today that the first widow from somebody who was shot in the Aurora, Colorado shooting by James Holmes back in July 20th is now suing the doctor, Dr. Lynn Fenton, who was the psychiatrist that took care of James Holmes prior to the shooting. And we'll talk about what the ramifications of that could be. We also got some news on dragon fruit and diabetes. This is some pretty cool stuff, because dragon fruit, everybody's always fascinated by because of the word dragon. So we're going to talk about that. Also, we don't do a lot of interviews on the show, but there is a phenomenal organization that I need to educate you guys on. Apparently, I met Eric Talbert, who's an executive director of Emergency USA. He's going to be joining us in a few minutes. And this is definitely worthy of you guys hearing about. It is a phenomenal organization that does help our victims of war. It's an international organization. He's an executive director of the U.S. branch of it. And we will have him come on for a few minutes to let you guys know what's going on with that. So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Of course, you could call in to 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You can email us at drdahlia.com. Of course, please follow us on Twitter and follow us on Facebook. Twitter handle is Dr. Dahlia. Facebook is the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there is a cactus fruit, they said, that could treat diabetes. Dragon fruit, also known as pitaya or pitahaya, is being prescribed to patients in Taiwan to help regulate blood sugar levels. They have found that this sugar, which is this fruit, which is supposed to be a superfruit, helps lower cholesterol and has high levels of vitamin C. So, for those of you that just don't like taking the goji berries or the blueberries, this may be something that you want to take. But keep in mind, if it is harvested on a South American cactus, you are going to probably have to remove the spines. But they say it is worth the trouble. They say the fruit has been hailed as having remarkable health-giving properties. It could regulate blood sugar levels and diabetes, as well as giving a dose of antioxidants. I'm looking at this dragon fruit. It's pretty. Got a lot of seeds. So for those of you with diverticulitis, you may not be able to take it because of the little seeds getting caught in the pockets of your colon, causing inflammation. But they say the fruit originates in South America. It's grown in Thailand, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, and the Philippines. It is rich in vitamin C, fiber, and calcium. And the pitaya, which is the dragon fruit, also is yummy, from what I understand. And so, I think I might have had a dragon fruit mojito. I don't remember. Problem is I whenever somebody puts flavoring, you know, that's not the real thing. You really need to eat the real fruit. So why? How could this help regulate blood sugar levels? How? Well, again, I think we need a lot more data. You know, I mean, regulate blood sugar levels versus lowering blood sugar levels are two different things. But we have talked about certain fruits that are better to eat when you're diabetic than not. Remember, diabetics aren't supposed to eat dessert. They're not supposed to have cookies. They're not supposed to have cake. They're not supposed to have pie. They're also supposed to avoid, of course, rices and breads, etc. So where's the comfort food for our diabetics? Fruit. The only problem is many fruits have high glycemic indexes. So if you eat a grape, if you eat a cantaloupe, if you eat a watermelon, your sugar can still spike. So we've been telling diabetics for years, go for the berries, the more sour type fruits like your blueberries, your blackberries. You could probably get away with strawberries, but usually your raspberries, blackberries, blueberries are better for you because of their lower glycemic index. And so I'm wondering if that's why this dragon fruit, it gets this claim to fame, because people are able to eat their sweets, and if they ingest this fruit, if it doesn't have a high glycemic index, their sugar won't rise. And that's my guess on why it's so popular. Do I think this fruit could have the ability for you to take it, lower your blood sugar without using a medication? No. But if it did, I would be calling it a super fruit. Absolutely, hands down. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of us have been watching what's been going on with Lance Armstrong, and we're probably bored to death with hearing the fact that he's going to now recant his previous affirmation that he was dope-free when he's on Oprah Winfrey's show tomorrow. It was taped on Monday. It's going to air on Thursday. You know, many of you have asked, why is he doing it? Well, I guess rumor has it he wants his ban lifted. Okay, remember, he was stripped of his 7 Tour de France titles and banned for life after the United States Anti-Doping Agency, the USADA, ruled that he had been the heart of a most sophisticated, professionalized, and successful doping program that the sport has ever seen. So from what we understand, the rumor has it, the reason why he's even doing this is because he's hoping to lift the ban. But what I don't know if he realized is now people want money back for the awards and the sponsorships. I mean, they want it all back. Apparently, a string of sporting companies are lining up to demand that Lance Armstrong pay back millions of dollars that he has won in prize and bonus money over his career. Now, we know he lost future sponsorships. We know that. But I don't know if anybody, you know, predicted that now any type of award or monetary gift he ever won, he needs to give back. And we'll see where this goes. I mean, does he have enough money? I don't know. All right, apparently the organization that runs Tour de France has demanded that Armstrong pay back almost $4 million it awarded him for his wins. I mean, I think they should. He cheated. While insurance firm SCA Promotions wants back $12 million in bonus payouts it covered in 2002, 2003, 2005. Now, I wonder if co-competitors can sue because they didn't win, because he was doping. Now that he admits to doping, can they sue because they could have had a chance to win and then win money? I don't know. I don't know where this could go, but from what we understand, lawyers are salivating at this because there are so many different cases that could happen, that could come from this. All right, guys, don't go away. We're going to be talking to Eric Talbert, Executive Director of Emergency USA. Sounds like a phenomenal group. Please stay tuned. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to XM Satellite for broadcasting the show, Talk Superstation, as well as all our affiliates. But thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Now, usually we don't do interviews like this, but when I find an organization I love and I'm excited about, we got to spread the word. And we have Eric Talbert with us today, who is the executive director of Emergency USA. Now, this is an international medical humanitarian organization that provides high standard, free of charge medical and surgical care to victims of war. I mean, this is incredible that they could do what they could do. So let's welcome Eric Talbert to the show. Hey, Eric, how you doing?
Good, Dr. Dahlia. Thank you. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Okay. No, thank you for what you do. Please tell us about your phenomenal organization.
As you mentioned, our mission is around providing high standard free of charge health care in particular areas of war. So we mostly work in Afghanistan, where we have 3 hospitals and 30 clinics. We're also in Sudan, where we have a state-of-the-art cardiac center. It's the only free of charge high standard cardiac hospital in the entire continent of Africa. We also have a surgical center in Sierra Leone, which I was fortunate enough to visit earlier this year, and it's the only free of charge surgical center in the entire nation of Sierra Leone. It's about 6 million people there. And so we've recently working on upgrading and building a new state-of-the-art surgical center on the hospital's grounds. The hospital there in Sierra Leone opened about 10 years ago during the Civil War, and since then there's still lack of infrastructure, lack of support. Things are moving along, but they're just moving slowly. So we recommitted and built a brand-new 3-room operating theater state-of-the-art facility on the campus there in Sierra Leone. It's an area called Goderich, just south of Freetown. We also have a pediatric center and do a lot of other hospital work there. But the surgical center has been a main focus this year in providing funds and support and raising awareness around that.
No, it's phenomenal. Now, so obviously this is for anybody of any, you know, whether you're in the Central African Republic, Iraq, Sudan, Italy, I mean, it looks like you serve everybody. But these are people who were specifically victims of war, or can they also come and get medical care if they can't go to the regular facilities?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yes, we treat anybody and everyone who shows up at our door free of charge with high standard services. So we've treated folks, for example, in Sierra Leone. When I was there in Goderich, I actually met a student who had taken her, U.S. student who had taken her U.S. visitor friend to the hospital there because she knows she needed help. She needed quality help. And she was in a motorcycle accident, so she took her there. And that's just one example. But, for example, in Kabul, in our hospital in Afghanistan, the situation there has been so violent recently. Oh, we had to limit the people we can treat at that hospital just to victims of war because the surgery and services we provide are focused on war. It's like a medical specialty. You know, there's all these other things, neurology, cardiology, but war medicine is its own specialty. And so since it's the only hospital in Kabul that can provide these types of services, unfortunately at times of violence, we do have to limit it just to war victims. But in general, we love to and like to be able to treat anybody who shows up at our door.
That's wonderful. Now, who helps fund this? Because obviously, I mean, we all know just running a clinic in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's costly. I mean, who helps you do the amazing things you guys do?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, cost is really important to us, and our funding source is really important to us. We're really mindful of part of what we do is we make an internal commitment internationally to spend at least 90% of all of our funds raised on our programs, direct services. Last year, I think we came in as an international group around 93.86%. And so those funds, to your question, where do they come from? Primarily individuals, believe it or not. This is our strength within our funding. This is what we focus on, relationships. People like you or me who want to make a difference in the world, who want to provide support and solidarity to our civilian colleagues in Afghanistan, in Sierra Leone or Sudan. So we really focus on individuals. Of course, we have and love our major donors, but to be honest, a lot of our funding come from folks, you know, donations of $40 or less, and being able to make this work possible and be able to continue to move forward and continue to provide this health care.
Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at your website. So for those of you listening who would want to donate, and God bless you for doing so, I believe your website's at emergencyusa.org.
That's correct. Yep, there's a website there, and if the folks who are inspired by this work want to see you continue and want to invest and show their financial support, they can go there. There's a donate button at the bottom, at the top right, and they can click on that and do that through there. And if there's any questions, my contact information is on there as well. They can email me, call me, and we can go over any types of questions they might have.
Yeah, Eric, you know, just looking at the website and looking at everything you guys have done, I haven't read the vision part yet because I've been reading all the different pages, but where do you see this go? I mean, do you see this, expanding where you're going to be in all countries? Where do you want this to go?
Yeah, great question. So our vision would be right now. So we only work in areas of conflict. Unfortunately, we're not in every area of conflict. There's just too many sadly going on around the world. But that is our focus, and we're most often the only folks providing the services that we are in these areas. So it's really important that we have really strong programs. So the vision for our work right now is in the area surrounding Sudan. So we have the cardiac hospital, the only free cardiac center that can do open heart surgeries in the entire continent of Africa. We've treated patients from over 24 countries at this center in the past 5 years, over 5,000 open-heart surgeries, over 41 patients treated at this one hospital. So our vision for that area is to be able to expand the pediatric centers that are the spokes. You think of the hospital like the hub, the pediatric centers like the spokes. So we have three pediatric centers around Sudan, one in Bangui, the Central African Republic, just got some really exciting news from them the past couple of days as a peace treaty has been signed. Civilians are on the streets celebrating and are able to go to that center to get services. So the vision for this is to be able, in that area, expand to what we call the African Network for Medical Excellence, be able to provide high-standard, free-of-charge hospitals with specialties in each of those nine bordering countries around Sudan, and building more clinics for that. So that's the vision. Oh. That's what we're looking forward to next, you know, 5-10 years, and really expanding that.
In your busy schedule, with everything you do, you're also working on a film. Tell us about that.
Yes, there's been a very exciting Oscar-nominated short documentary called Open Heart by a very talented very exciting, very talented filmmaker named Keith Davidson. If you want to see the trailer, I encourage you to go to openheartfilm.com.
And also, Eric, send me a link, too, because what I'll do is I'll link that to my website so that we'll make sure we have Emergency USA on our website, and we'll have that link because, I mean, that's incredible. I never get to talk to anybody who's been involved in an Academy Award-winning movie, and I've been trying to call Viggo Mortensen for years. So this is exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. So we just found out about 6 days ago. They made the full announcement for this film. We're very excited for Keith and his team. So Keith has been doing international documentaries. He's got a couple other really great films that he's done in the past. And this one was actually, to be honest, it was an accident. You know, he was working on a different film in Rwanda for another international aid organization, and just going around and talking to folks, and came across the story of these 8 young Rwandan children. These are kids ages from 3 to 19 who needed open heart surgery, and open heart surgery is due to rheumatic heart disease, untreated strep throat, that, as you know, begins to attack the heart valves, and then these kids end up dying at a very young age because of an undiagnosed, untreatable heart disease. So Keith was there in Rwanda doing some research and outreach for this other film, came across the story. Being a talented storyteller, he knew to follow the story. First, he offered to help. What can I do to help these kids get from Rwanda to Sudan so they can get this high standard free of charge care? Keith, at the time, knew nothing about emergency. He had never really heard of us or our work, but learned about this hospital, learned about these kids, and wanted to do something, you know, where he could help.
Wow.
He ended up helping out, ended up joining the story, getting on the plane with him himself, experiencing Sudan and his team, his crew for the first time through this process. And then they followed the kids. All 8 kids survived. All 8 kids ended up needing mechanical bowel surgery. So really incredible film, very well edited. So we're just beside ourselves, excited because, again, neither the filmmaker nor the organization planned this. It's a completely independent film. You know, it's not work for hire, and it's such a talented filmmaker. We just found out about 6 days ago. We're looking forward to the 24th of February for the Academy Awards. Really cheering him on, hoping the film wins, doing what we can to support that, and just being really excited that the stories of these children from Rwanda and the stories of Sudan and those people are heard and they have a voice, and they get to see the impact on their lives and giving these kids a second chance at life through the open heart surgery that we provide.
Amen. Well, you know, Eric Talbert, God bless you for everything you do. Again, if you want to donate, if you want to get a hold of Emergency USA, go to emergencyusa.org. And then, Eric, send me anything I can add to my website so we can have our listeners link to it, okay?
Okay, will do.
All right. Thanks, Eric. And thank you again for all the good work you do.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia. Thank you for all your good work and the outreach that you do. Appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. All right, guys. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're coming up on a heartbreak, but I got to tell you, when I hear of organizations like this, right, that are busting their butts with the funds that they could get, and again, they're relying on donors. They're not getting government funding. I mean, it takes people like you and I to keep organizations like this going and for them to do these things that they could do. I mean, we hear about Red Cross. We hear about Emergency USA. We hear about Fast for Kids. We hear about all these great organizations. But unless we continue to help, they can't still do all the life-saving things that they do. So phenomenal organization. Just, you know, makes you feel good inside that we have good people out there. Eric Talbert, one of my favorite men. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, women always talk about how they have a leaky bladder, and we always tell them to watch caffeine, and men are like, whew, glad I have a penis. Well, no, men, you could have leaky bladders, too. It has nothing to do with your genitalia. They say the amount of caffeine that's typically found in 2 cups of coffee can actually contribute to men having incontinence. Apparently, Dr. Elaine Markland from the University of Alabama at Birmingham says people are having urinary incontinence, and whether they're men or women should lower their caffeine. Now, the report doesn't prove that caffeine causes bladder leakage, but the men in the study who consumed the most caffeine were more likely to have the problem than those who took in less caffeine. Now, like I said, there's plenty of research on women and incontinence, where you cough or sneeze, or even that's stress incontinence, and then there's urge incontinence, where you're sitting there watching a movie and your bladder's full and you only have seconds to make it to the bathroom because once you're full, it decides to go. But with this type of incontinence, leaky bladder, it could be stress or urge. And yes, men could be affected as well. They say 85% of Americans consume caffeine regularly, both in drinks like coffee, tea, soft drinks, candies, ice cream, chocolate. You know, a variety of foods have caffeine as well. But urinary incontinence among men is increasing. You know, it could range anywhere from 5 to 21%. So, you know, the average, let's say, milligrams of caffeine is about maybe 125 milligrams found a cup of coffee. But men usually consume more, 169 milligrams of caffeine every day. 13% of men reported a leaky bladder. 4.5% said the problem was severe. Now, anybody that has a leaky bladder, I would recommend go to your urologist, get it looked at. Make sure you don't have an infection. Make sure it's not prostate problems. Make sure there's not a neurological issue, you know, causing the incontinence, like a tumor of the spine or some nerve damage to the spine. So those need to be looked at. But I do agree. I think people overdo it with the caffeine. They say researchers found that those who ate or drank 234 or more milligrams of caffeine every day were 72% more likely to have moderate to severe urinary incontinence than those who consumed the least caffeine. Men who downed more than 392 milligrams of caffeine were twice as likely to be incontinent. So that's like three cups of coffee. For many of you, that's not that much. So just, you know, something to think about. I mean, you know, I know a lot of guys, they're embarrassed, you know, so they probably won't bring it up. But bring it up. OK, this is exactly why this is exactly why we have the show, because people are like, oh, I'm too embarrassed. I'm not going to be bringing up that I, you know, pee on myself. Well, if you don't bring it up, how are we going to get it fixed? And keep in mind, I just told you anywhere from 5 to 21% of men can have this issue. Well, then you're not alone. See, that's the thing. So many people think that, you know, what they have is so unique. My job is to tell you it's not that unique, but it doesn't mean it's normal. Get it looked at. Now, speaking of caffeine, emergency room visits tied to energy drinks have more than doubled since 2007. Now, people are having irregular heartbeats, they're having anxiety, and some people are taking an energy drink and it's putting them into a heart attack. Now, we talked about why energy drinks could be so dangerous. Even though one energy drink may equal a cup or two of, you know, coffee in terms of caffeine, you're taking it in so quickly. With coffee, it's a hot drink. With tea, it's a hot drink, if you have hot tea, of course. So you sip it slowly. You take it in very slow. But when we're talking about a Red Bull or a Monster drink, etc., or if it's cold, you drink it quickly. So they think, you know, the reports are saying we really are looking at a public health problem because we have insomnia, nervousness, headache, fast heartbeat. You could even go into a seizure for crying out loud. All right. Apparently, one patient had drunk three energy drinks in an hour. That was the equivalent to 15 cups of coffee, according to an emergency physician in Cleveland. You know, as so I know many of us need a boost. I know many of you listen to the Dr. Dahlia show and you get sleepy afterwards. Listen, be very, very careful when it comes to caffeine. Apparently, a 14-year-old Maryland girl died after drinking two large cans of Monster energy drinks. Kids will drink what you drink. All right, kids see this stuff. Now, that's the biggest thing. Oh, I need to go get my Red Bull. Oh, I need to get my Monster drink. And I know they're popular and they taste good. Not safe. I mean, my gosh, really, if this 14-year-old, if they do confirm that her death was from the energy drink, I don't even know why it would even be allowed to be sold to the youth. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right. So speaking of youth, I believe Obama had children from Sandy Hook Elementary with him when he was unveiling his proposals for toughening laws on guns. He spoke today at a White House event at around noon, and he announced his plans to introduce legislation by next week that includes a ban on assault weapons, limits on high-capacity magazines, expanded background checks for gun purchases, and new gun trafficking laws to count down on the spread of weapons that go across the country. All right. Now, of course, many of us have been in shock with the school massacre that happened before Christmas, where 20 children in the elementary school of Sandy Hook Elementary, Newtown, Connecticut, were shot and killed. Teachers could only use themselves as human shields. It was horrifying. And to this date, we haven't seen national increased security at the schools. From what I understand, President Obama unveiled a $500 million package. It does include, you know, money to help increase police officers. But again, nobody is talking about protecting our schools with some armed guards or armed security or increasing police at the schools. And so I'm still a little frustrated because here government has a job to do, and we need protection, and nobody's doing it. Now, the NRA was under huge attack today by the liberal media for its ad discussing how Obama is against armed guards in schools and increasing protection at the school level, yet, of course, his kids get to go to school with armed Secret Service. So what's good for the president isn't good for, you know, us regular folk. And, of course, you know, the White House denounced it and CNN denounced it. Everybody was all upset about that commercial. But, I mean, they aren't lying. His kids get to go to school. He gets to sleep pretty well knowing his kids are going to school with armed guards. Now, true, his children get, I mean, they're just for them. I mean, so it's even extra protection because all these Secret Service people do is just watch. But how do you date somebody in high school who has Secret Service? I mean, that's got to be hard, right? You know, already you're trying to be discreet, trying to go up to somebody to give them a little note. Oh, you know what? Probably texting, I bet. I'm sure Secret Service watches their text, too. But anyway, whether the kids like it or not, they have that extra protection of armed guards. Armed Secret Service, while the rest of us are going, okay, is anybody going to, you know, suggest that we have any protection with our schools? No. No. I mean, there's armed guards at banks. People don't freak out, you know, walking into a bank knowing there's an armed guard there. So, you know, this is something that's going to be kind of, I think, very difficult to watch over the next few weeks or months as they're volleying around the Second Amendment. And we're worried about where, how much, you know, steps are going to take and what executive decisions are going to be taken by President Obama. Meanwhile, our kids are still going to school without any sort of gun protection around them. Now, some of you moms or dads may not want that. Some of you moms or dads are like, no. You know, we don't need guns around the kids at school. I don't think it's going to happen again. Or the teachers are going to probably throw themselves in front of the bullets, you know, like some of the teachers heroically did. I don't think we need the guns. But I think a lot of us are like, oh, I don't want teachers to have to be human shields. I don't think that's fair to them. I think the teachers deserve to have some sort of protection. I think they should have bulletproof doors. I think they should have things that they could hide behind, some sort of some sort of barriers, just something besides throwing yourself in front of a gunman. And now we know that there are people out there that want nothing more to do than to hurt school children, whether it be with a knife, whether it be with a gun, whether it be with a car. So what are we going to do to increase security? What? Are we stepping up security? And until we do, I'm going to be complaining about it. I'm sorry if I sound like I'm just reiterating how I feel, but I'm kind of sick of this. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue, are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Don't forget, we have a phenomenal cruise coming up at the end of June going into July. Please join us. It is going to be exquisite, leaving out of Seattle, going up the Inside Passage of Alaska. Please check that out on my website at drdahlia.com. So I guess Japan's two largest airlines had to ground their fleets of Boeing's new 787 aircraft, the Dreamliner, after one operated by Al Nippon Airways made an emergency landing landing in western Japan. All 137 passengers and crew used emergency slides to exit the aircraft after possible battery trouble and smoke forced the flight to Tokyo from Ube in western Japan to land in Takamatsu Airport in southern Japan instead. According to a public broadcaster, one elderly passenger did suffer a slight hip injury during the evacuation. Now, the emergency landing comes after a string of problems, from what we understand, the Dreamliners have had in the last month, including a battery fire, fuel leaks, and a cracked cockpit window. So Al Nippon said that after Wednesday's incident, it is grounding all 17 of its Dreamliners for inspections. Japan Airlines said it would also temporarily ground the five Boeings. 787 that still operates. Two others are already undergoing safety checks. Now, crazy. Now, federal authorities in the U.S. have voiced concern about problems that the new aircraft has faced, but it still endorses it as a safe airplane. But, I just hope they get their acts together. And, they say Boeing has sought to ease concern about the plane's design and reliability and insisted it was no more trouble-prone than any other new commercial airplane programs. They say the 787 relies more on electrical systems than previous generations of airplanes. So electrical systems are the ones now rather than mechanical ones, operating the hydraulic pumps, de-icing the wings, pressurizing the cabin, and handling other tasks. The plane also has electric brakes instead of hydraulic ones. They say while problems are common with early models like the first Airbus 380 or the Boeing 777 or the first 747s, analysts say the issue could become a growing embarrassment for Boeing if travelers or airlines begin to lose confidence. You know, you do always wonder. I mean, you know, my husband likes to fly. And, you know, he'll show me a plane and I'll go, oh, that's an old one. That's from the 60s or 70s. I'm like, well, why are they still flying it if it's old? And he'll say, you know, because they were made well. You know, some of these older planes were made pretty damn well. And sometimes you wonder if some of the newer fancy schmancy type things is just a little too much, you know? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say dangers of overdosing on over-the-counter medicines is going to be a concern this flu season. Apparently, many people go to the Tylenols, and they go to the cough and cold and allergy medications and the fever reducers, etc. Well, by the time you wake up and you take a Tylenol for headache, and then you take some DayQuil, or you take some decongestants, or another type of cough and cold medicine, or an antihistamine, etc., you could be actually consuming thousands of milligrams of acetaminophen in one day. And we have to teach people and remind them to read the boxes. You know, some of you will pop an Excedrin migraine, and then you'll take your daily aspirin once a day, and then you'll take another medication that has a pain reliever. This stuff can be cumulative and add up. All right, so any of you that are taking multiple medications for backache or cold or headache, etc., you could be at risk of damaging your liver. When you consume too much acetaminophen, which is a main ingredient in Tylenol, it could cause liver failure. In fact, acetaminophen is the number one cause of acute liver failure in the United States. Now, it's rare, but that's why I tell people be very careful popping pills. You just don't know when your body will say no mas. Now, some symptoms of liver damage can actually be easily confused with the flu. So you pop acetaminophen, you go into acute liver damage, you can lose appetite, nausea, vomiting, not feel well, fatigue. Well, is that liver failure or is that flu? Now, according to the National Institutes of Health, you should not exceed 4,000 milligrams or 4 grams of acetaminophen in one day. If not, you could have acetaminophen toxicity. Now, many of the medications you take could have about 500 milligrams. So that could be 8 times. And remember, you know, a lot of you, you know, you'll have a day like mine where it starts at 6 in the morning and it doesn't end till 11, 12 o'clock at night. So it could be very easy for you to take something at 6, 7, then take something at 10, take something after lunch, late in the afternoon, at night. You see how easy it could be? Especially if you work a long day. So make sure you read your labels. When in doubt, ask your physician, nurse practitioner, PA. Also, you could go to your pharmacist. The pharmacists are phenomenal in terms of being able to help you, and there's such a wealth of information. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. More research is being targeted towards muscles and how it could help develop new medical adhesives for sealing surgical incisions and other wounds. Now, we know muscles are able to stick to underwater surfaces like rocks and ships without being swept away by very powerful waves. Well, why? They have a very powerful adhesive protein. So scientists want this protein and they want it bad. And they want to develop non-toxic synthetic adhesives that also work well on wet tissue. Remember, when you go through surgery, even though they dry it up and they clean it up, you still leak a lot of times. So the wound is wet. And, you know, what we've been doing is stapling or stitching. We've actually been going more towards staples because they're stronger and will hopefully keep the wound closed while it gets wet from seepage, etc. But being able to use another type of adhesive would just revolutionize this type of, our surgical field. They say the new bioadhesives are called ICMBAs. Researchers have tested them on rats, and the results were published recently in the journal Biomaterials. They say, keep in mind, if they were tested on rats, doesn't mean it's good for humans, but still, these ICMBAs are 2.5 to 8 times better adhesion. On wet tissue conditions than fibrin glue. And fibrin glue are kind of some of the products we already use. They were able to stop bleeding instantly, promote wound healing, and closed wounds. I gotta tell you, what we have in nature, especially in our deep blue sea, is so untapped. We really should study it and see what we could use. There's phenomenal things that we have just around us. And we don't really seem to go after it. They also say the ICMBAs are non-toxic from what they get from mussels, fully synthetic, which means they are probably less likely to cause allergic reactions. There were very little side effects in the rats when they used this. And if there was anything, it was just some mild inflammation. So pretty cool stuff. Also cool in the news, for those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. DNA testing could reveal that eye and hair color from some of our ancestors, where we only find the skeleton. They say teeth and bones up to 800 years old were tested to reveal eye color. And let me see what they had found out. This is cool stuff. To be able to take bones and do DNA testing, they tested a tooth from a woman found in, I guess, Poland. And I guess she was in a monastery near Krakow in Poland. And they took samples, who was buried in the crypt of the St. Peter and Paul Church in the Benedictine Abbey, I guess between 12 and 14th centuries. And she most likely had blue eyes and dark blonde hair. Now, somebody could say, wait a second, a lot of people in Poland have blonde hair. What? Yeah, I trust the DNA. I trust the DNA. Okay, they don't know why this woman and others were buried with the monks. It remains a mystery. But, you know, the fact that they could actually take a skeleton, right, and they use the Herlitz Plex system, it basically they found could successfully predict eye and hair color from ancient and contemporary skeletal remains. Now, what could this do? Why do we need this? I don't know, but it's cool. I mean, I think it's cool to, you know, I mean, also, you know, think about it, too. Let's say, like, for example, General Vytislav Sikorsky had died in a plane crash in 1943. And he had blue eyes and blonde hair. They were able to use this to confirm. What if somebody, what if you have a body from war and you're trying to, you know, figure out and you need to break the tie? It's cool stuff. All right, guys, have a great rest of the day. Cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. God bless.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy garden, easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.